Welcome to Mad Scientist Podcast, The Case Files, the podcast where we explore unsolved mysteries and cold cases. I'm your host, Bing, and today we're going to look into the disappearance of Alice Walker, a young woman who vanished without a trace in 2019. Alice Walker was a 23-year-old college student who lived in Seattle, Washington. She was studying journalism and had a passion for writing and investigating. She had a blog where she posted her articles and opinions on various topics, ranging from politics to pop culture. She also had a podcast of her own, called Alice in Wonderland, where she interviewed guests and shared her insights on current events. On the night of October 31, 2019, Alice was supposed to meet her friends at a Halloween party at a local bar. She texted them that she was on her way and would be there soon. But she never showed up. Her friends tried calling her phone, but it went straight to voicemail. They assumed she had changed her mind or had some trouble with her car. They decided to wait for her until the end of the night. But she never arrived. The next day, they became worried and contacted her family. Her parents said they hadn't heard from her either. They checked her apartment, but it was locked and there was no sign of forced entry. They called the police and reported her missing. The police launched an investigation and searched for clues. They found her car parked near the bar where she was supposed to go. It was locked and nothing seemed out of place. They checked her phone records and saw that she had made a call to an unknown number shortly before she disappeared. They traced the number to a burner phone that was registered under a fake name. They couldn't find any connection between Alice and the owner of the phone. They also checked her online activity and found something strange. Her blog and podcast had been updated after she went missing. The blog post was titled "The Truth About the Mayor" and claimed to have evidence of corruption and scandal involving the mayor of Seattle. The podcast episode was titled "The Last Interview" and featured a recorded conversation between Alice and an anonymous source who claimed to be a former employee of the mayor's office. The police suspected that Alice had stumbled upon something dangerous and had been kidnapped or killed by someone who wanted to silence her. They tried to track down the source of the blog post and podcast episode, but they were uploaded from different locations using public Wi-Fi networks. They couldn't identify who had access to Alice's accounts or devices. They also interviewed Alice's friends, family, classmates, and acquaintances, but none of them had any idea what she was working on or who she was talking to. They all described her as a smart, curious, and adventurous person who loved to explore new things and challenge herself. They said she had no enemies or problems that they knew of. The case remained unsolved for months, until one day, a new clue emerged. A hiker found a backpack in the woods near a lake outside Seattle. Inside the backpack, there were some clothes, a laptop, a camera, a notebook, and an ID card belonging to Alice Walker. The police rushed to the scene and searched the area. They found no signs of Alice or anyone else. They examined the contents of the backpack and hoped to find some answers. What did they find? What happened to Alice? Who was behind her disappearance? And why did they update her blog and podcast? These are some of the questions we'll try to answer in this podcast series. Join me next time as we dive deeper into the case files, the disappearance of Alice Walker. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more.